from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
So we're rolling through December 2023 already, which means only one thing, and that is that we're going to have a little review of the year. And I think this is probably going to be our last one for 23. So let's have a quick look back at some highlights. What if you were to review 23, Nigel, what would be your highlights and why?
In a response of two letters, those two letters will be AI. This has been the year when people woke up to the fact that artificial intelligence is a reality, and that with generative AI and very usable, attractive products on the market, like ChatGPT, then it's not just a theoretical relevance or a theoretical arrival, it's an arrival in practice. And that has been blowing people's minds, essentially, if that's not too flowery a phrase. People cannot believe that you can ask into a text box virtually anything you want to know, and it will come back with assured data. And it therefore turns everything on its head. You know, it turns learning content on its head when you can ask an AI bot to build stuff for you. It turns doing your research on its head, because you can just ask that bot to gather stuff for you. It turns conclusions on its head, because you've got a kind of ready-made audience that you can put stuff to, and you can kind of live the conclusions. So it's got a lot of potential, and it's arrived. And I'm really glad, actually. I think it's going to be very interesting next year. I don't think we've even broken the surface yet, but the potential is clear for everyone to see, if you know where to look.
I completely agree with you. I think it's one of those technological breakthroughs that is already having a massive impact. I think the interesting thing I would add to what you've just said is that everyone's accessing it at the same time.
Yes.
So what I'm enjoying is the fact that everyone in the business, every function is looking at it, including learning. It's not a learning thing. And I think that's been quite interesting in a technology perspective, because a lot of the time, the L&D industry, you know, especially in-house professionals, there's always been this finger pointing about the fact that it's the new shiny and new technology hasn't been adopted properly. And what's interesting about this is that that isn't happening. It's basically a fairly level playing field. It's reaching into every part of the business, and everyone's having to learn about it at the same time. So I think that's very, very refreshing. The only other thing I would add, is that there seems to be lots of newer voices in the learning industry talking about AI. And I've been really enjoying seeing very many perspectives on, you know, the research that's coming out. It's great. There's loads of really interesting research. And just the perspectives of, you know, some authors, some practitioners, some academics. And my experience over the last few years has been that you tend to get the same voices around technology. And it's just been really good to see different people emerging on this subject. So I thoroughly enjoyed that. I think the other thing, now that you've said AI, I mean, where can I go in terms of my review of the year? Because that's basically...
Well, you got to A.
I'm going to say something slightly different. I won't say a highlight, but there's some of the research around the role of managers I think the fact that spotlight has been on managers a bit more this year. Mm. Maybe there's just been some research or more research than normal on that. But I think it's, you know, whatever technology we're using, ultimately the big challenges are also about how people get on with each other in the workplace and how they are supported, motivated, and enabled to do a good job. And, you know, how they're trusted, given autonomy, given voice, given agency, and you know, clearly managers have a big role to play in that. But I think even just looking at trying to help managers be better at people management does just chuck the spotlight again on the dynamics between humans, you know. So while we've got the parallel universe of AI and all that that brings, I still think we can't forget the fact that we still have to work together and collaborate together to do our jobs. So I'm said. Always interested.
Yeah, and there's also a very simple fact that if AI is released out into organizations that are unreformed, they will just reinforce all the negative elements of the culture. In other words, it will beef up the idea that some people are really good at using this or have got really appropriate tasks and they will motor ahead. And other people will be left struggling and not knowing what to do. So in my mind, the big issue about for L&D and AI is not what it seems to be all about, which is, oh, we could generate content so much faster. I don't think anyone will care. What they will care about is help the organization come to terms with this, help the organization get the right kind of skills, develop the right kind of strategy, build the right kind of environment where this can flourish. And it's not flourishing is not guaranteed in a very narrow, toxic blame culture, because it would just run up against brick walls from the minute it starts. So there's a really good two opportunities. One is a really good opportunity to transform the organization and make it more people-centric and more successful. And secondly, there's a massive role for AI to kind of give up playing its own furrow and make its contribution to all of that. You know, help the organization come to terms with what's on offer, manage those transitions, and offer some support and development for those staff. So, you know, I'm pretty optimistic. I think 2024 is going to be amazing. We're going to see infinite numbers of applications, even though, you know, they're coming out at the moment like five a day, but we're going to see an explosion of them and those being taken notice of. And we're going to see the big players come in, so basically relatively small players at the moment. We'll see the big players offer some amazing packages, I think, to integrate AI, to let it crawl it into your organization. So I think L&D should be right to celebrate this, but should be wary of what it will take away from them. You know, if they don't do something and an AI does, then you've got to argue, why do we need you? They could be, if not replaced, they could certainly be shuffled along the continuum in order to make way for some powerful AI. So the jury's not out at all on any of this stuff. But it looks, for me anyway, it looks promising. To you? Are you optimistic, Martin?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's about just taking everything in our stride, is it not? I mean, it is a huge technological breakthrough, and it's going to have a massive impact on everything that is done in L&D, HR, talent. And we're going to see that play out increasingly in the months ahead. So we will be talking about it more. But I think it's exciting. And also there are lots of questions and caveats. We've got, you know, the AI, the EU AI Act. So we've got legislation. We've got everything that comes with this kind of breakthrough and the power of this type of technology. That's all going to come out in the wash over the coming months and years. I'm looking forward to keeping a watch on it, trying it out, just seeing how it does play out. But I really hope, as you say, it becomes a part of the fabric of the organisation in a positive way for everyone.
Yeah. I 100% agree.
How people work.
Not only part of the organisation in a positive way, but part of the organisation in a way that makes it almost invisible. It just becomes a part of the way we do our work. It's a natural, like we reach for our keyboard and we don't go, oh my God, I'm using this amazing technology to produce an email. We just do it. And I think it's the same with AI. It's going to be, I like the Microsoft metaphor of the co-pilot. It's going to be there for us. It will be integrated into all our systems. It will crawl through all our data as well as the foundation data in order to, for sure, help us and make us more efficient. and get some of the grunt work that we don't like doing anyway taken away from us, essentially. So,
yeah,
good year. If we can get through some of that in a year, we'll have done well. We'll see, anyway. We can judge ourselves.
Let's see.
This time next year.
We'll have a good break, and we'll see you all in the new year. And thanks for listening to us this year.
Yes, ever. Thank you. 5,000 of you, and that's really appreciated. It's quite a good number of people.
Yeah.
And we hope that we've at least stirred up a few of your curiosity cells, at the very least. From scratch.